God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I had just been in the ministry a few short years, and I was also teaching at Rhema Bible Training Center. And it was a cold winter day, and we had gotten our first sports car, and for $3,500. You can imagine what kind of car it was. Well, it needed everything, but hey, it's a sports car. It's loud. Goes fast. And I walked out, and it was the first real cold snap of winter, and I got ready to go, click, click, click. Like I said, it needed everything. Okay. And I know I look under the hood, battery's old, and I know it needs to be replaced. So I called the guy, it was a security guy that had a pair of jump start cables, and I told him, could you come by and, you know, give me a jump start? And he says, yeah, I'm doing something else, but I'll be up there in a few minutes. And I'm standing outside in the cold with the hood up, and one of our students came by, and he said, what's wrong? She won't start. I said, no, looks like the battery. He stood there with me for just a minute in the cold and didn't say anything. He looked at me. He said, well, ain't you a faith man? Ain't you a faith man? And I said, well, I believe in living by faith. He said, well, why don't you just speak to it? Don't you believe God can start this car? Let's back up a little bit here now. How many understand this is disrespectful? Isn't it? I'm his instructor. Is this okay?
No.
It's not okay. And yet we live in a society that doesn't even see that. No. It's a little accusative deal. You stand up there and teach faith. Why don't you prove it? That sounds like something we just studied recently. If you're the Son of God, throw yourself off this pinnacle. It's written. Don't you believe it? Prove it. Did Jesus ever take such a challenge?
No.
Now, in light of what we're talking about today, why wouldn't he? He said, I do nothing of myself. I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see Him do. Why? Because real faith can only come from hearing from God. So the question is not, can God start the car? The question is not even, can I believe that God could start the car? The question is not, you know, can I believe in the power of words? Can I believe in the power of faith? Can I believe in the power of God? The question is, did God say, talk to the car? And that's the thing people are missing. They're just saying, deciding, I'm going to believe this. And they feel like they got to prove stuff to people. So I said to him, I am in faith right now. He said, you are? I said, yeah, for a new battery. I've already prayed when I saw what it was, and I'm believing for the money to come in, or I'm believing for a new battery, whichever one it is. I am in faith right now for a new battery. That's what I had a quickening about. He looked at me kind of disrespectfully. I said, listen, if I was up in northern Alaska in the wintertime, and we're in danger of freezing to death, and there was no way to get her started, do I believe God could quicken us to speak to this thing and get her started? I sure do. But for me to say, I'm going to prove to you, I've got faith, I'm going to show you what I can believe, what I can do. The truth is, apart from Him, I can do nothing.
Amen.
And apart from Him, you can do nothing. And that kind of thing is what has brought reproach. How can I have faith to speak to the battery? One way. One way. He quickens me. Speak to the battery, Keith. Then it's time to speak to the battery and believe. How many understand what we're talking about? You can't separate exercising faith from being led by the Spirit. Does this make sense this morning, guys? This is so important. So important. People are making mistakes right and left. They're just saying, I'm going to believe this. I'm believing for that. I'm believing God's going to do this. I'm believing they're going to do this. You're believing people are going to do this and that. Did they tell you they were going to do it? Did God tell you they were going to do it? Then you got nothing to base your faith on. And you really don't have faith. It's not true faith. It's not real faith. You're saying stuff. You're trying to do stuff. How many understood? They meant business. They put their weapons on. They went up the hill. They're making an effort. But it was to their destruction. Because God had already spoken a different word to them, hadn't He? What's the word? Go back in the wilderness. So what can they have faith to do? Go back in the wilderness. They got going back in the wilderness faith. It's what they can have. But now they don't like that either. He said go up. They didn't want that. He said go back. They don't want that. They're going to believe something on their own. No, I want it like this. I'm ready now. Come on, let's go. We're going to believe God now. That's the kind of thing that has brought reproach. That's the kind of thing that has brought confusion. Ephesians 1:13. You don't have to turn there, but just listen to it. Ephesians 1:13 says that, he says, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. You trusted when? When were you able to trust? When were you able to have faith? After you heard the word of truth. Somebody say, after I heard. After I heard. Our miracles don't start with our faith. Our miracles start where? Hearing from the Lord. So anytime something comes up, we need money to pay our bills. We need a change in our body. We need help in our marriage. It's not just time to start confessing and believing. Come on, let's believe God. Believe what? Believe God to do what? Based on what? It's become too generic a term, hasn't it? Well, believe with me. For what? Based on what? Who told us to do this? Have we heard from the Lord on this? Something comes up. Don't just start saying, I'm believing and I'm claiming I'm doing this. And let's watch our language. I'm telling you, the Lord's correcting us. Faith Life Church. In this specific area. Every time you open your mouth and you say, I'm believing, check. Do what the Bible says in our text. Examine yourself. Am I really believing? Based on what? Well, I'm believing for this to happen. I'm believing for that to happen. I'm in faith about this. Are you? Check up on yourself. Examine yourself. Test yourself. What's the test of faith? What is faith? Where did it come from? Faith in me is based on what I told you I would do. Faith in God is based on what He told you He would do. Either in His Word or by His Spirit, but you heard from Him. So when we need a miracle, when we need a healing, when we need a need met, when we need an answer, our miracle doesn't begin with our faith. What do we need? The first thing we must have is we must hear from the Lord about this thing. Well, there's scriptures in the Bible. There's a lot of scriptures in the Bible. Which one are we going to stand on now? Do we go up like we did the first four times? Or should we go around behind them today? Wait till we hear the rustling in the mulberry trees. If it was true in the Old Testament, how much more is it true in the new Spirit-led covenant? Only a few people had dealings with the Spirit of God at that time, but now, glory to God, every one of us have the Holy Spirit within us. We as sons of God should be led by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God bears witness with us. It's going to be in line with this holy book. But it's going to be not just a dead letter of the Word. It's going to be a living Word from the Lord to you today about this situation. You don't have to hear voices, but it'll be quickened inside you and you'll just know. You'll just know this is what He's saying to us. This is what we're going to believe. There came a time when Phyllis and I had faith to step out and start a church in Branson. But not decades before. Why not faith to start a church in New York or Canada or South America? Why not West Virginia? Well, the Bible said go into all the world. Preach the gospel. So I reckon you could. You could just believe to start anywhere you want to. No, you can't. That word was to the whole church. Not just John Brown in the church. Because when he sent Paul and his company out, you know, they started to go in one place and the Bible said the Spirit suffered them not. And they tried to go to another place and the Spirit forbade them. Said, no, you can't go in there either. So apparently you can't just go anywhere and be successful. You got to hear from the Lord. But there came a time after praying and waiting on the Lord, it took us a little while. But we got it settled that the Lord was directing us to do this here. And in having that word from Him, we could stand when the bills came due. We could say, no, we're doing what He told us to do. We're not just having faith. We're having faith in Him to do what He told us to do. We didn't just pull something off the top of the head and say, we're going to go do this by faith. No, our faith in God is based on what God said to us. Say it again. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing that anointed word of God speaking to me. Hallelujah. And all true faith comes just that way, doesn't it? Can you see that this attempt to have a legalistic walk of faith is not working? People are having trouble. They're having mistakes and they're being in failures. Can you see there's no substitute? We're going to have to check in with God in the morning, at noontime, in the afternoon. We're going to have to read our Bibles on a regular basis, endeavoring to hear from Him, right? How many God has spoken to you through your chapter that you read in the day? Or through a prayer time and through a service that you came to? Is He speaking to us all the time? Is He taking that word and making it a living word, a pertinent word, and does faith come into you through that? Will we have to be like Jesus? Isn't He the ultimate example of a man of faith? And yet He said, I only do what I hear. I only say what I hear Him say. I only do what I see Him do. I don't do a thing of myself. And how many understand He walked by faith, man, calmed the storms and the wind and the waves. The dead were raised. The sick were healed and delivered. But He wasn't just deciding, I'm going to believe something. Is He walking in a living fellowship with the Father? And is that where He's getting His faith from? It's what He's hearing the Father say to Him on a daily basis. Stand up on your feet, everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, True Faith Hears, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R703A. That's R703A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.